Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another What's Up Wednesday. I'm your host, Brett Leninger, and today we are going to be following along with the theme that started last week with when I talked about taking a break. This week, I'm going to be talking about breaking the chains. And I know it's kind of a statement that's been used a lot in many worship songs or things like that, but I have a feeling that sometimes we overthink how much it takes to break the chains when it's really actually a very simple step. But yet I think sometimes we simplify it too much to the fact that we're not stepping out of faith. So there's two little parts of this. So to begin with, there are very simple little things that we do that help break our chains and the chains for others to step out and see the truth in God. And, like, it's crazy to really think about, because being a missionary associate and going around to these churches to raise money, it's made me realize this few things that maybe other people don't see. And that is, within supporting a missionary, you are actually being a part of breaking the chains for somebody that they're going to touch, to the lives they're going to change. And just that little bit, when missionaries say any amount matters that you can give, it is a true statement. Like $5 one-time gift or $5 monthly gift or whatever, maybe that's a coffee for the missionary or missionary associate to meet, to get with somebody, to meet and have coffee with a gentleman or a lady, and it starts a relationship that later down the road she comes to believe in Christ. Like, if it wasn't for that, those chains would have been broken. Like, it can be that simple. And then that's in the fact that, in the way that I am going, like, that's kind of how I want people to see it. Like, yeah, it's money, and everybody understands that it's money, but look at what can happen. Look at what this little bit can do for somebody else's life. Let me put it in this way. Are we willing to give up a little bit of a luxury of our life to save somebody else's? I've read on Facebook there's been a post or something going around that talks or states something about, I think it actually came up on a notification on my phone, I don't remember completely, but it basically says somebody else's freedom is being withheld from them because you're not willing to share your story and your testimony. But if you're willing to step out and share your testimony, your story, that somebody else's chains are broken. So if you're willing to give towards missions or ministry, you are helping to break more chains. But now here on the flip side is this. We can dumb it down so much to be like, yeah, let me give this, and there, that's helping souls be saved. That's all I need to do. Well, no. Yes, it's very easy to say, that is how I do it, that's how things are gonna, that, let me get back to my life now. I've given to this, I've given to that, and I'll be giving to it for my life, but that's all I need to do. No, that's not true either. Because it comes down to the way we live our lives that actually can impact others. And I've realized this within the last few years, even at my job, of how much people, even the little amount of time I've spent with people, everybody at my job knows me. Not only because I wear a name tag and it says my name, but they actually all know me. I know them. And it's all because I was there. I work hard. But I also carry this moral responsibility around with me of living a life kind of like Christ that has made them all see something different in me. And it's crazy. And that's not even just at work. In your regular day-to-day things, even at grocery stores or whatever, taking that time to maybe let somebody else go forward, go first in line, or paying for somebody else's groceries, or somebody is a little short change and you offer to be like, oh, here's a dollar. Like, it's little things like that that can change. So it's simple, but yet we can't let that simpleness let us become in ourselves and become like ego of, that's what I did, I don't have to do anything else. Because it all comes down to what we're thinking in our heads. Yeah, we're going to be like, oh yeah, I've done this, I've given to these great ministries, they're awesome, and this and that. But yet, where are we stated in our heart? Where are we in our actions? Because it can come down to the simple little actions that can completely change somebody else's life. If we're having a bad day and all of a sudden we lash out on somebody for something very stupid, we're not living a life in Christ at that moment, and maybe that's pushed them to go over the edge, and maybe now they're doing something to worsen their life. Maybe it's because of us that somebody is now going back home to drink another beer before they go drive and end up in a car wreck. Now, these are things that may seem far out there, but really, is it that are simple actions and maybe saying something or making fun of somebody or even just joking around in the wrong way without those people realizing it or without us realizing they not taking the jokes very well? Is it not impossible for them to then turn around and have to do something, and it all start with something very small, stupid action that we did towards them that could have been completely different, that changed what they were ending up going to do? So instead of getting mad and lashing out on somebody and being like, oh, it's okay, like, it things happen, or what do we need to do to fix this and things like that, could completely change your mindset of being like, I'm going back home to have another beer and drive and do something to somebody cares, to they weren't mad, to their day can be completely changed, all because we changed our attitude in the way and it impacted their life. Now, it's crazy to think that, and I know a lot of you are probably thinking, what? But it's true. It could be little things we do. We don't know the complete story of other people's lives, and I don't expect us to be able to guess their complete story. But never judge a book by its cover. Whether or not it looks like somebody's very happy on the outside and taking things very well, things could be a complete disaster for them, and just a little action could push them over the edge. Or our actions towards them might be starting to rust away those chains, to start and crack those chains that are holding them back. Because that's what it's about, breaking those chains. And it can be as simple as giving to a missionary, to a ministry, but yet it can be as complicated as knowing how we are acting in situations. And it can be hard. I know I mess up all the time, probably with my actions, and I say stupid things, do stupid things, and it comes out bad, and I'm sure it impacts people around me, and I don't realize in which ways all the time, especially maybe at work and people I don't know, like, and all I can now think about is saying, I'm sorry, but is my sorry now too late to change things that have already happened in their lives that have now set them on a path to destruction? Anyways, guys, that's kind of really all I wanted to talk about, is working on breaking those chains and the ways that it can happen and how simple it can be, but yet if we let it be too simple, we're missing the true point of breaking chains and reaching to others and everything like that. So make sure, guys, go check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/Leninger14. Otherwise, guys, go to www.brettleninger.com. And in case I haven't spelled out Leninger on here before, so all of you know how to spell it, it is LEININGER. Now you guys can look it all up. Anyways, guys, that's all I got for you today. Be you, be bold, be strong, break some chains this week. Till next time, peace out.